today's daf is Kinim Daf Chaf Gimel. We're doing the second parak of Maseches Kinim today. Kinim is only three prakim, so we are now up to the middle parak. So says the Mishnah, Kan Stuma Shaparakum, and again, keeping in mind all of the vocabulary we learned yesterday. Kan Stuma, meaning you have two birds that are not designated yet, which one is going to be a Chatas and which one is going to be an Ola, but it is assumed that one of them is going to be a Chatas, one of them is going to be an Ola, because we're not talking about birds of Nadava, we're talking about birds of Chova, and whenever there's a Chova, one of them is a Chatas and one of them is an Ola. So you have a Kan Stuma, you have a Kan that is not yet designated, which one is a Chatas, which one is an Ola. Shaparach mimena gozel la'avir, and the gozel, remember the terminology always means a bird from a kan, as opposed to an afrach, it's just stam a bird. So a bird from this kan goes to fly out somewhere else, just leaves, osha parach lebein hamesos, or it flies into a group of other birds that are designated to die, that have to die for their own problems, for whatever reasons, osha meisachon men, or one of the birds in your kan stuma just dies, and therefore can no longer be used as a karban, so yikach zug l'sheni, so then you could take a zug l'sheni, you can buy another bird, and pair it up with the one that's now all alone, because its friend had either left it or died, so you could take another bird for it. So if you look at the Rush, Kan Stuma Shaparach Men appears Stuma Shalom Sparsh Zul Ol Zul Chato Shaparach Gozal Vahalachlo. That again, we have a bird, you have a set of birds that you had not determined which one is a Chatos, which one an Ola, and one of them went and left this Kan. So Bein Hameso, so amongst the places it could have gone, is amongst birds that are destined to die. Chatos Shemeso. So what's an example of birds that are destined to die, says the Rush, Chatos Shemesu Ba'alayan, Oshenus Chapru Ba'acher. If you have birds of Karbanos Chatos, that the owner of those Chatos died, or the owner already got a kapara with another animal, with another bird. Therefore, these birds are the halachas. They have to die. Yikach zug l'sheni v'lo amrinon. So you buy a new one to match up with this with the remaining bird. What's the chiddush? Why would I not think you buy a new one to match up with this remaining bird? Here you have a bird. It's a kan stuma. So the bird has not yet been designated as either a chatas or a nola. So it's not like you don't know what this is, that you have any suffering. Think about it, whether it's a chatas or an ola. It could be whatever you want it to be. So why wouldn't you buy another bird with it? What's the chiddush? V'lo aminu kivan shehukva v'nevad hava mina gam chaveru yidcha. We don't say that since it was already hukva as a korban, and then it got lost. So since these two birds were bound up together, they were originally designated to be korbanos together, and one of them is lost, I might think the second one might be disqualified as well. So that's why it comes teach me now. Just because one of them is lost doesn't ruin the other one. Now, why did we have to dafka talk about a case of kan stuma? Why don't we talk about a case of kan mefureshes? You have a kan, you have bird A is an ola, bird B is a chatas, and let's say the chatas flies away and gets mixed up with other birds, or the chatas dies, or whatever. As long as you could still identify that the one that you have left is definitively the ola, so the halacha should be the same. You should be able to buy another bird, designate that one as the chatas, and then use them together, use the two birds together. Why is it that we only talk about a kan stuma? If it was kan mufreshes, again, kan mufreshes, the case would still work so long as you still know which one flew away and which one is left. If you have no idea which one flew away, which one is left, I understand you're not going to talk about a kan mufreshes. But so says the Rush, v'lav dafka kan stuma, hu adinami mufreshes, im yadua ezebe anevad, it's lav dafka kan stuma, it could have been the same case, same halacha, would be true about the kan mufreshes, provided that you know which one is lost. But it would have taken a few more words to give the case of a kan mufreshes, because giving the case of a kan mufreshes, we would have had to say one of them flew away, and you know which one it was, then we'd be able to say, Aralacha, you buy another bird. But we'd have to also say, and if you don't know which one flew away, then you're in trouble. You can't just buy another bird, because you have a definitive Ola or Chatos, and you don't know which one it is. So that's why we dafka wanted to pick a case of Kan Stuma. We don't have to get involved in whether you know or don't know. There's nothing to know if it's a Kan Stuma. The bird doesn't yet have a designation. Inami, says the Rush, Nakat Stuma Mishum Seifa. Maybe the reason we dafka pick a case of Kan Stuma is for the Seifa, Parach lebein hakrevos, that if the bird flies amongst the krevos, amongst other birds that are still destined to be karbanos, so then the halacha is, although we didn't see that line yet, but the next line in the Mishnah is parach lebein hakrevos. Pasul uposel echad keneged shahagozal parech pasul uposel echad keneged. That if you have a bird from a kan stuma that flies into another kan, so then when the bird leaves, it itself is pasul, and now it gets mixed into another kan. So therefore, we don't know where it is, but it itself is pasul. And it passels another one that from where it left. It passels a bird from where it left. That's only true by kanstuma. So why? So inami says the Rush, nakatstum mishum seifa parak lebein akrevos di ilumu fureshes kvartanin madinum perikama the chatas oil shenas arvu bekan chova. Because it wouldn't be teaching me now here in the second perek if you have a kan mifureshes and one of the birds, the ola of the chatas, leaves and goes into another kan. It wouldn't be teaching me that halacha here, because we already learned that halacha in Perek Aleph. So over here, it must only be about a kan stuma, where one of the birds leaves and joins another kan. So that's the second explanation as to why it is that we dafka pick a case of kan stuma over here, when really in a chinami, the same din could have applied by kan mufreshes. So again, the first answer is it would have had to have gotten more involved if we were describing kan mufreshes, because we would have had to distinguish between a case where you knew which bird flew away and a case where you didn't know which bird flew away. And the second answer is that it has to talk about kan stuma, not for the first case that the Mishnah brings up. Enochinami, that easily applies to kan mufreshes as well, but for the second case that the Mishnah brings up. Inami, kulam asnisan lo zuavzu katani. Or, says the Rush, alternatively, maybe the whole Mishnah said in the style of lo zuavzu. Lo mi bayim mufreshes, di ikach zug lasheni, de lo agidi su chad bechavre, velo mi bayi la avir olam, meaning, not only if you have a kan mufreshes where you could buy a second bird to match up with the bird that was left alone, where we don't assume that there was a deep connection between the first two birds, because after all, they were already designated, this one's a chatas, this one's an ola, they are in no way bound up, their identities are in no way bound up with each other. V'lomi bayi la'avir olam, da'akati lo nitchu legamri, ki yilakid b'metsuda limkar, and not only if it goes to Avir Olam, where it's, who knows, maybe it's going to be captured again and designated as a carbon again in some other, by somebody else. El afilu parach ben amesos dinidche. Even if the original bird goes ben amesos, where it's now utterly rejected, v'lomi bayi le ben amesos. And not only if it goes ben amesos, defshar shiakiruhu, where you might even recognize it. El afilu mes, even if it dies, so it's gone. It's never going to come back, and there's no chance that it's ever going to come back. Yikach zug l'sheni, you could still buy a second bird for the to match up with the first bird. So the Rush essentially just deals with why it is that we dafka talk about a case of a kan stuma when we could have spoken about a case of a kan mufreshes. Now the Mefarish and the Bartanura say that the Mishnah speaks about dafka kan stuma where you don't say which one is chatos, which one is nola, but really kol shekin, the same din would apply by a kan mufreshes, that it's obvious that if one of the birds of a kan mufreshes flies away, obviously you can buy a second bird to match up with the first bird. And the whole chiddush of the Mishnah is that even by a kan stuma, where they are still somewhat connected to each other, because the identity of one is going to depend on the identity of the other, meaning if you designate one as a chatas, that's going to mean the other one's an ola, and vice versa. So I would have thought that if one of them flies away, the other one should be left to die as well. So kamash milan, that you're allowed to buy a zug l'sheni, right? Like the Rush's, second approach, right? That I might think that they're very much bound up together, and therefore kamash milan, that the halach is true even in a kan stuma. Tos Yantif just asks that according to that, if that's correct, meaning if the Rush and the Mefarish, if these are all correct, that really the first halach of the Mishnah about a kan stuma isn't really only about a kan stuma, it's about a kan mefreshes also. Kan stuma is really lav dafka. So ask the Tos Yantif, if that's true, that the Rashi says kan stuma only as a lav dafka, but it really could have been about a kan mefreshes as well, and let's say like the Rush said, and the Seifa, the case of Parach Lebein HaKrevos, is Dafka by Kan Stuma. Well, that's a little bit strange, that the Mishnah Dafka picks Kan Stuma in both cases, and in the first case it's Lav Dafka, and in the second case it's Dafka. So Zion said there's a lack of symmetry in the Mishnah, that in the Reisha it could have been Kan Mufreshes also, and in the Seifa it's Dafka in the case of Kan Stuma, because they prayed that that's Mufreshes Liola, that's Pareach amongst the other Kinim. You're not allowed to bring Ela Kaminyan Olos Shebekinim Sheparach Shem, right? That we learned yesterday, you're only allowed to bring the number of olos that are in the kan that it flew to. That's yesterday's limud. So it has to, the sefer has to be dafka. So that's what Tosa says. Yeah, that's exactly the point. Like the Rush says, that's exactly the point. The reason the Reisha gives such a case of a kan stuma is because the sefer has to be a kan stuma. It's not a kasha that it's a lack of symmetry. And the Rabba, we make the Reisha conform to what the sefer has to be. The sefer has to be a kan stuma. So we make the Reisha conform to it, even though the Reisha didn't have to be a Kan Stuma. Now let's understand this halach of the Seifa a little bit better. It goes amongst them, because this is going to be the yisod of the Perek, is this the second halach over here in the Seifa, that it goes amongst the Krevos. You have a Kan Stuma, and one of the birds flies amongst another Kan, so it itself is no good, and it's posel echad kenegdo. Says the Rush, Parach lebein krevos on the bottom left hand side, Pirish, Kinin Stuman Omdos Likarev. You have two kinim that are both Omdos Likarev, that are both ready to be used as karbanos, and one bird flies from one to the other. So Pasul Hakam Vimakum She Parach, the Avopi Shef Shashu Karav, Mikal Makum Karile Pasul, Lifi Sha'al Yedei. Sha'al Yado Neder Echad Mil Hakriv. Very interesting thing. Says the Rush, the Mishnah, the words of the Mishnah don't really sound to conform with what the Halach is trying to say is. Meaning the words of the Mishnah are a little bit misleading when determining what the Halach is really going to be. When the Mishnah says that, let's say I have a set of two birds here, a set of two birds there. One of the birds flew from group A to group B. So we said that bird is Pasul. What does it mean that bird is Pasul? I can't identify where, now group B has three birds in it. I can't identify which of the three birds is the one that came from group A. If that bird is really possible, I shouldn't be able to bring anything in group B. Says the Rush, that's not what the Mishnah is trying to tell me. The Mishnah is not trying to tell me the entire group B is possible. What the Mishnah is telling me is you can't bring all three birds in group B. The fact that there's an outsider in its midst tells you that you can't bring all three, that one of these birds cannot be brought. You can bring the other two. That's what it means, that it's al yado ne'edar echad milahakriv. It's through this the infiltration of this bird coming from another group that you're unable to bring one of the birds in this in group B now that now has three birds in it. V'gam ein ol l'baylim kari le'psul. And the fact that it's also that it's not going to count to the Bailam of group A, that even when you do bring your two birds in group B, even though there's a chance that one of them is the bird that infiltrated the group from group A, the Bailam of group A isn't yotzei anything by you bringing this carbon. So that's what we mean that it's pasul. So that's what we mean it itself is pasul. Uposel echad kenegdo, that means mimakom shaparach misham, that the remaining bird in group A that was left all alone has now become pasul as well. So that's the rule. Now that we have the rule, it's going to be expressed in the coming two Mishnayos exactly how it plays out. But again, the rule is that if I have a Kan Stuma where a bird flies away from it into another Kan Stuma, so that means that one bird that remains behind is going to be Pasul, and at least one bird in the new Kan that it arrived to is going to be Pasul. That's the simplest of all the cases. We're going to get a little more complicated. But first, Ketzad says Mishnah Beis. Let's play this out. How does this work? Shtei Nashim. You have two women. Luzu Shtei Kinim, Luzu Shtei Kinim. Right? So we complicate it a little further. Each one has four birds. Each one has Shtei Kinim. So there are four birds for Rachel, four birds for Leah. Parach Mizu Luzu. One bird, and it's all Kan Stumos. So one bird, one unidentified bird, because it doesn't have an identity yet, flies from Rachel's group into Leah's group. So now Rachel has three birds left. Leah now has five birds. So posel echad b'halichaso. So now it passels one on its way out, which means that if Rachel only has three birds left, only two of those can actually be brought as karbanos. One of the ones that are left behind is pasul. And Leah now has five birds, one of those may not be brought. Then Chazar, let's say it goes back. Not it goes back, but a bird from Leah's group goes back into Rachel's group. We don't know if it's the same bird, but a bird from Leah's group goes back into... If we knew it was the same bird, then life would be very easy. If you could identify that it was the same bird that went back, wonderful. Now everyone could bring all their karbanos again. Then there would be no problem. But we don't know it's the same bird. It could be any of the birds of Leah. One of Leah's five now goes back to Rachel's three, and now we're back even at four apiece. But postlechem b'chazirasa. By one of Leah's five leaving, it means that one of the remaining ones behind in Leah's, in addition to one that was already disqualified, another one is going to be disqualified. So of Leah's four, only two can be hukrav. And Rachel had three, one of which was disqualified. Now another one comes in, so it's going to disqualify another one. So again, only two of them could be hukrav. Parach v'chazar, lo hifsid klum. But at that point, they can keep on flying back and forth, and it doesn't make a difference. You're not going to lose out anymore. Shafilu hein mu'uravos ein pachos mishtayim. Because even if all of them were to just mix in completely together, you would always be able to bring at least two kinim. That's the halacha that we learned, that if olos and chatos all get mixed together from kanstumi, you could always at least bring half the number of birds. Says the Rush. The Rush explains very nicely. The first, the last line over here. Ketzad shtei nashim lezushtei kinim lezushtei kinim. Again, in this parak, if we get Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel flows, because it's just applying the same rule that we learned really at the last line of Mishnah Aleph. It's just being applied to Mishnah Beis in a simple case, and in Mishnah Gimel in a much more complicated case. But it's all the same rule. So the rule that we're applying again in Mishnah Beis is that when you have a kanstuma where one bird goes into another kanstuma, it passels a bird that it leaves behind, and it makes one bird in its new group passel. So again, says the Rush, Ketzad shtei nashim lezushtei kinim, two women, Rachel and Leah, each of them have four birds, v'kulan stumos, and all of them are stumos, none of them are mufrashos. Parach goes alechem mizu lezu, so one bird flies from this one to the other one, v'nishru gimel gozlos, umitzad echad hey, and you have three gozlos in Rachel's kan, and now you have five in Leah's kan. Posel kan echad b'halichasom mimakom shaparach misham, ki minan gimel hanisharim einu yachol lahakriv ki im shnayim. So now Rachel, of the three birds she has left, she's only able to bring two. Echad chatos v'echad yola, one is a chatos and one is an ola. V'agimel, why can't she bring the third one that's in her group? Why not? Because what's going to happen? Im yaseu chatos, if she brings that third one as a chatos, yesh lachush shem haporeach, she has to worry that maybe the bird that escaped her group is going to be used as a chatos in its new group. And that's going to be a problem, because she's got to have echad chatos v'echad yola. So if she brings that third bird as a chatos, its partner is stuck in Leah's group somewhere, might also be brought as a chatos, and that's a major problem. Nimsa gimel chatos krevos mi beis kinim shalisha achas. It will turn out that you'll have three chatos from the two kinim out of the four birds of Rachel. Vein beis chatos v'shtei olos, and that's and it's supposed to be two chatos and two olos, not three chatos and one ola. So that's why you can't bring that third bird. Umitam zanami yin lahakriva ola. And by the way, for that same reason, you can't bring that third bird as an ola, because then you might end up with three olos and one chatas, and that's also not right. Shemi yakriv gimel olos mishnei kinim shalisha achas. We're afraid that of her four birds, three of them are going to end up being olos, because the one that escaped might also end up being an ola. V'chashash zeh, so where does this chashash exist, that you can have three that end up being one type? Hainu im karvu tchila tarovas hachamisha. Avlum Karva, that's only if Leah brings her birds first, if she brings her karbanos first. So now Rachel, if by bringing that third bird, might be bringing too many of one type or another. Aval, im karva tchila hagimel, let's say Rachel goes first. She brings a chatas and nolot, the first, and then she's got a third bird, and she decides to bring it as whatever, a chatas or a nola. So im asu ashlishi chatas, shuvein chatas krevet b'tarovas hachamisha. Not only will you run into the possibility of, meaning you will not run into the possibility that Rachel will have brought three chatos, meaning if Rachel goes first, technically Rachel will not be violating anything by bringing chatas ola and decide whatever she wants to bring the third bird as. She's fine. But what's that going to do to Leah? That will mean Leah can't bring anything. Because if Rachel brings the third bird, let's say, as a chatas, so now the bird that escaped is hukva as an ola. When an ola gets mixed in to a bunch of other birds, so now Leah is not going to be able to bring any chatas. Leah won't be able to bring any chatos because one of them is definitely an ola. She'll be able to bring ola, but she won't be able to bring any chatos. Ki b'masha asas hashlishi chatos nikva poreach laola. By Rachel bringing the third bird as a chatos, the escapee is now determined to be an ola. V'avilei ola sheniskavra b'kinei chova de'in karav mehen ela minyan. And we learned yesterday what the halacha is in that case. If an ola escapes into a group of birds, the halacha is you're only allowed to bring olos in that group, and only the amount of olos that are supposed to that were originally supposed to be hukrav from that group. So you're only allowed to bring two kabanos ola. V'chein, and the same on the flip side. Imaseu ola. If Rachel would bring the third bird as an ola, so then the escapee would be determined to be a chatas. Nikva pareach lechatas. V'shuv ein ola krevu b'tarovas hachamisha. And now Leah's not going to be allowed to bring any karban ola. V'ein chashash b'mnias hashlishi milahakriv k'shem kreven tchila. So the Rashi is a very interesting thing. Rachel mitzida has no problem bringing three birds. But we don't allow Rachel to bring three birds because of what it's going to do to Leah. Meaning if Rachel doesn't bring her third bird, Leah will be able to bring four birds. But if Rachel does bring her third bird, Leah is only going to be able to bring two birds. So because of what it might do to Leah, the amount of birds that it's going to cost Leah, we don't allow Rachel to bring three birds. Which is it's almost like the sugya of Chatei Kedeshe Yiska Chavircha, that we tell Rachel, lose out, you know, you have a certain amount of kabbarnas you're able to bring, but don't, because we don't want Leah to lose out on maximizing her karbanos. It's almost like we're looking at the bigger picture over here, and we're saying, how can we maximize the number of karbanos that are going to be brought from between Rachel and Leah? And the way to maximize that is by having Rachel take the hit of not bringing her third bird, so that Leah will be able to bring four. That's almost what seems like the analysis over here. Then the Mishnah just went on to say that once it flies back and now you're at two and two, it doesn't matter how many times it keeps flying back and forth, you're always going to be able to bring half of the birds. That's what the Rashi explains in the second column on Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Chazaru parach kama pa'amim lo yifsidu klum be'ilu aprichos shafilu kulan u'ravos yachad ein pachos mishnayim pirish shnei kinim kiditan lel perakama chova shen asar v'chova mechza kasher mechza pasal. That we learned in Perak Aleph. You have two kinim of chova that get mixed in with each other, so you're always going to be able to bring half of the amount of birds in total. So that's the basic rule. So again, the basic rule is a kan stuma that loses a bird, so the bird goes into another kan. So the halacha is that one bird that it leaves behind is pasul, and one bird in its new group is going to be pasul. Now the Mishnah gives a more complicated example of really the same case. Lezu achas, lezu shtayim, the Mishnah gimel now. Lezu achas, lezu shtayim, lezu gimel, lezu dal, lezu hey, lezu vavu, lezu zayin. You have seven women. One of the women has two birds. One of them has four birds. One of them has six birds, eight birds, 10, 12, 14. They each have different numbers. The numbers 1 through 7 are the number of kinim that they have. So it's either one kan, two kan, through seven. Good. Now, parach min harishon ulashniya, ulashlishis, ulurvis, ulchamishis, ulashishis, ulashvis, v'chazar. What happens? A bird leaves group A and group 1 goes to group 2. Then a bird leaves group 2. We don't know if it's the same bird, but a bird leaves group 2 and goes to group 3, etc. All the way down the line, all the way to group 7. Then, v'chazar. a bird leaves group 7, again, we have no idea if it's the same bird, and goes to group 6, the bird leaves group 6, and keeps going. So what happens? When the bird leaves group 1, which only has two birds to begin with, so the bird leaves group 1, it leaves the remaining bird in group 1, puzzle, right? When the bird's going to come back in the end, it's going to be puzzle anyway. It's going to puzzle the other bird in group 1, because the halacha is you always puzzle one from... But the one you left behind is one of the ones you leave behind is puzzle, and when it's going to, it puzzles one of the ones that are coming. So group A is going to be totally disqualified. Let's think of the second, because there are only two birds in it. The second group has how many birds? Four birds in it, right? So a bird leaves group one, goes to group two. It now puzzles one of the five here in group two. Another bird leaves group two. It now puzzles a second one of the four that are now remaining in group two, because whatever is left behind puzzles one more. So now two out of the four in group two are puzzled. On the way back, when we're going back from seven back to one, the bird goes from group three to group two, now puzzles a third member of group two. Then from group two to group one, puzzles the fourth member of group two. So group two is going to be totally out. All four birds are going to be out. Where are you going to have birds left? Well, in group 3 through 7, you'll still have birds left, because over there you had more than four birds. When it goes in both directions, you can end up losing four birds from each group, except for group 7. You're not going to lose four birds from group 7. Why? Because it only had the experience of a bird coming in and a bird coming out once. It was at the other extreme, right? So the group 7 had 14 birds. What happened? A bird from group 6 came into group 7. That puzzles one of the 14. Then a bird from group 7 goes back into group 6. That puzzles a second of the 14. So you'll be left with 12 out of the 14 in group 7, but all the other ones you'll have knocked out four at a time. Just an application of the rule. So puzzle echad b'achilaso v'echad b'chaziraso. Each time it puzzles one on its way in, one on its way out. Harishona v'ashniya in them klum. And therefore group 1 and group 2 are left with 0. V'ashlishis yesh la achas. Group 3 has one set left, meaning achas means two birds. Harvis yesh la shtayim. Group 4 has two sets left, meaning four birds. Hachamishis yeshla shalosh. Group 5 has three sets left. Hashishis yeshla arba. Group 6 has four sets left. But group 7 doesn't have five. Hashviyis yeshla sheish. Group 7 has six sets left, because again, it didn't experience as much coming and going as all of the other groups did, and therefore it's only going to lose two. So it doesn't lose four, it loses two. Now, parach v'chazar, posel echad b'halichaso v'echad b'chaziraso. So now if that happens again, meaning if again, now it goes for a second round of birds flying, now group 1 and group 2 are already disqualified anyway, but it keeps on happening again, so one is disqualified on its way in and one on its way out. So now hashlishas v'arviyas in them klum. So group 3 and group 4 are now completely disqualified, because group 3 only had one set left anyway, so it lost its set when it went back and forth. Group 4 had two sets left, but it had a bird go in and out of it twice. So in disqualifies one, out disqualifies another. On the way back, in disqualifies one, out disqualifies another. So group 4 is gone. Hachamishis, group 5, yesh la achas, has one set left. Because again, group 5 originally had 10 birds. The first round of going back and forth, it lost 4 of them. Second round of going back and forth, lost another 4. So it's got 2 left. Hashishis, yesh la shtayim. The 6th group has 4 birds left. Because again, 6th group started with 12. And now what happens? It lost 4 in the first round, but in the second round, it should have also lost 4, so 12 minus 8, it should be, so 12 minus 8 is 4, it works out, okay, good. Four sets to two. Hashviyas yesh lachamesh, and the seventh group, again, it only lost 2 birds the first time, it only lost 1 set the first time, and now again, it only loses 1 set, because it's still at an extreme, so it only had a bird come in and out, it never had a bird come in and out twice, it only had it happen once, so there's still 5 sets left in group 7. Parach v'chazar, now it happens again, poslecha v'halichaso v'echa v'chaziraso, same rules, hachamishas v'ashishas same them klum, now group 5 and 6 are done, v'ashviyas yesh la arba, And the seventh group now has four sets, which means it now has eight birds, right? It started out with 14 birds, then it went down to 12, then to 10, and then to 8. Each time it loses two birds. But some say the seventh group doesn't lose anything. That at that point the seventh group is totally fine. Why would you say the seventh group doesn't lose anything? In the last pricha, says the Rush. The Rushes are sort of out of place over here, meaning they're on the wrong dapim. But the Rush on Chav Dalet Amud Aleph Hashvi Yislov Si Deklum. Bipricha achrona de in ligzar hashto mishum achrona de kibud the kol kadmei matuach lo shayich lemigzar midi, meaning the there's no reason to make any gezeros on the seventh group that you can't that we're going to disqualify birds on account of what might be brought in the other groups of where its birds went to, because all the other groups are automatically possible anyway. So you don't have to worry. There's no reason to make any sort of gzeira that I better not bring these birds from group 7, lest their partner somewhere in one of the other groups is brought as a different, as the same type of karban. No, there's no such concern in group 7 anymore, because group 7 has lost everything. Because all the other groups have lost everything. And therefore, the group 7 doesn't lose anything on this last flight. Once on the flight that disqualifies all the other groups, group 7 won't lose anything. V'imparach mid ha-mesos, l'kulan hare kulan yamusu. And if from the mesos, one of the chatos ha-mesos flies into any of the groups, then all of them, the halacha is all of them are going to be left to die. Fine, that's the complicated case, but again, it's not a complicated rule, it's just a complicated case applying a fairly simple rule. Says Mishnah Dalin now. Kan stuma v'kan mufreshes. Let's say you have one kan that's stuma, one that's mufreshes. So again, one kan that you have not yet identified, which one is chatos, which one is nola, the other one where you have identified, which one is chatos, which one is nola. Parach minas stuma l'mufreshes. If a bird flies from the stuma into the mufreshes, yikach zug l'sheni. So you need to find a new partner for the remaining bird in the stuma. Chazar osha parach minas mufreshes, rishon, but if a bird now flies back from the mefureshes into the stuma, or initially a bird flies from the mefureshes into the stuma, then kulan yamusu, then all of them should be left to die, because you don't know if it was an ola that was nesarva b'kan chova, and you should be makrav the number of olos, or if it was a chatos that was nesarev, that you have to be makrav the number of chatos, so you can't be makrav either one. Because what's the halacha when a carbon ola gets mixed in with other birds, so with kan stuma? So what's the halacha? You bring the number of olos in the kan stuma, but you can't bring any chatos. When a carbon chatos gets mixed in with a kan stuma, you bring the number of chatos in the kan stuma, but you can't bring any olos. But over here, you don't know what came into the kan stuma. Could have been an ola, could have been a chatos. Therefore, you can't bring anything. Just in case it's in the ola that got mixed in, you can't bring any chatos, lest you bring the bird that's a definitive ola as a chatos. Just in case it's a chatos that got mixed in, you can't bring any olos, lest you bring a definitive chatos as an ola. So you can't do anything. That's why all of them, kulan yamusu, all of them are going to be left to die. There's simply no other option at that point. Okay, Mishnah Hay. Chatas mikan, viola mikan, v'stuma be'emtza. Okay, let's say you have a case, you have one bird that's a carbon chatas on this side, one bird that's a carbon ola on the other side, and in the middle you have a kan stuma, you have two birds that do not yet have an identity. Parach mine emtza litzdadin, let's say the two birds in the middle, one flies in one direction, one flies in the other direction. So now they join up with the two birds on the extremes. So now, echad helach vechad helach, again, one on this side, one on that side, lo hivsid klum, you have not yet lost anything. Ela yomer, zesh alachetz al chatos chatos, zesh alachetz al olos ola. A very simple solution of what to do over here. Since the middle group was a kanstuma, and you had not yet determined which one was a chatos, which was an ola, and you know that one ended up on that side, one ended up on that side, so just say the one that joined the chatos is now designated as your chatos. So good, now you'll be able to bring both of those as a chatos. And the one that joined the ola is designated as your carbon ola. So now you'll be able to bring both of those as olos. So you lose nothing. You'll be able to bring two chatos, two olos. Shalom al Yisrael, everyone's happy. If it then goes back to the middle, now you're going to start running into trouble. Meaning, now you have two chatos on one side, two olos on the other side, and now a bird from each side comes back into the middle. So then yamusu. Then they're going to have to die. Elu yikruvu chatos ve'elu yikruvu olos. Chazar oshaparach min emtzal tzadin hare kulan yimusu. Meaning, what's going to be if one of the birds from each extreme? Now you have two birds on each side. The two on this side are chatos, two on this side are olos. One from each comes into the middle. So now you have a chatos and an ola mixed together, but you have no idea which one is the chatos, which one is ola. Those are going to be yimusu. But don't worry, the ones on the side you could still bring. The one that's a chatos is still a chatos. One that's an ola is still an ola. But if that's what the Mishnah says, but Chazar, if the two birds from the middle now go back, so now you don't know which is Chazar, which is Nol on either side. Or Sheparach Mina Emtzal Litzad, what is it? Eli Veli Kuvalos Chazar O Sheparach Emtzal Litzadin, meaning or the two from the sides come back into the middle in some way, they all get mixed together again, or the two from the middle go back out to the sides. Hare Kulan Yamusu. Now they're all going to have to die. Now there's nothing you could do about it because now you just have a mixture of definitive chatos and definitive olos. So now you're stuck. There's nothing you could do at that point in time. Fine. New idea, not really new because we mentioned it yesterday in the Hakdama, but I don't know why Dafka we mentioned this halacha at this point at the end of the second parak, but the Mishnah tells us one of the basic halachos of Kinim, Ein Mavin Torin Keneged B'nei Yonah V'lo B'nei Yonah Keneged Torin. The halacha is that if you're bringing one kan, each kan has to be made up exclusively of the same kinds of birds. So you can't bring a kan with one Tor and one Ben Yonah. Good, that's the halacha we learned yesterday. Kate said, let's say a woman tried to bring a korban chatos as a tor, and her ola was a ben yona, so she brought a pigeon for her chatos and a dove for her ola. She's going to have to bring another pigeon for her korban ola because you're not going to bring another chatos because you can't bring another chatos. Chatos can't be brought in a dove, so you don't bring another chatos, but you bring another ola. Olasa tor v'chatasa ben yona. Let's say she brought her ola as a tor, chatos as a ben yona. So then bring again, modify the ola, make the ola fit whatever the chatos was. Benazi Omer Holchanacha Rishon. Benazi says, no. It's not the chatos that determines what the min of this kan is going to be. Tanakama held, whatever the chatos was, make the ola conform to that. Right, that was the Tanakama Shita. So if the Chatos, I don't care which one you brought first, but whatever the Chatos was, the Ola needs to conform to that. So if the Chatos was a Torah, then the Ola needs to be Torah. If the Chatos was Ben Yonah, then the Ola needs to be a Ben Yonah. Ben Azai says, no, whatever the first one you brought was, the second one has to conform to that. So if you brought the Ola first, and then as a Ben Yonah, and then you brought the Chatos as a Torah, bring another Chatos as a Ben Yonah. The chatos has to conform in that case because everything's got to conform to the first one. So let's say a woman brings a korban chatos and then she dies. So yoviu yarshim olasa. Her yarshim do bring her korban ola on her behalf. Olasa umeso. That's it. Meaning they have the bird still, so they bring it as a korban ola. Let's say the woman brings her korban ola and then she dies. Then lo yoviu yarshim chatasa. Then her yarshim cannot bring her korban chatos for her when she dies. So a few halachos, a few issues over here. The Rishonim in Maseches Kiddushin and Daf Yud Gimel and Beis discuss this halacha that said in our Mishnah that we say Ha'isha. Right? We talk about Ha'isha, a woman. So a woman, we always say, we're assuming that we're talking about a Yoledes. That when we talk about a woman who's Chayiv, a Chatas and Nola, that we're talking about a Yoledes. So the Rishonim all write in Maseches Kiddushin that we're not really only talking about a Yoledes. The same is true when anyone who's Chayiv in Ola and a Chatas, a Zav, a Metzora, any of the people that have a Chiv to bring, both in Ola and a Chatas. Yoledes is just an example. So we just pick the example of Yoledes. Like we mentioned yesterday, it's the easiest example, probably because it's the most common example. However, the Pnei Yeshua says that there's a reason why we dafka pick an example of Yoledes over here. Because all other olos, it's more pashut that the Yarshim would be able to bring the Ola after the relative dies, because it's mechaper on the yorshim mekufya. The Gemara Maseches Zvachan has such an expression that whatever kapara an ola offers, it somehow can offer a kapara for the yorshim as well, because an ola is not for a specific avera, so it's mechaper for the yorshim by extension in some way. But an olas yoledes comes because she had a baby. So one might say, what does that do for the Yorshim? The Yorshim didn't have a baby. So if the Yorshim didn't have a baby, how does that help them that to bring this Karbonola? So one might have thought that you wouldn't even bring the Karbonola after she dies, says the Pnei Yeshua. That's why Kamash Malan comes to tell me that even by the Yoledes, you bring the Karbonola. Taras HaKodesh explains a little bit differently. He says, why does the Mishnah Dafka say Yoledes, not any of the other Olos? Because in Menachos, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Menachos on Dav Dalit, that an Olos Yoledes is Mechaper like a Chatas. Whereas a Chatas of Yoledes, it's ironic, normally Chatas is the Mechaper, Olos is not so much a Mechaper. The Gemara says in Menachos that an Ola of Yoledes is Mechaper like a Karban Chatas, and ironically, the Chatas of Yoledes is not really a Mechaper. What's the purpose of the Chatas? To be Machsher her, to eat Kachim, to be allow her to enter the Migdash. So there's really a double chiddush that in our Mishnah, by Dafka picking an example of Yoledes, and Dafka saying by Yoledes, her chatos that she leaves behind after she dies may not be brought by the Yorshim, is a chiddush. Because I might have thought, well, this chatos isn't a... Why don't you bring a chatos for someone who died? Because they already got their kapara with Misa. There's no kapara anymore for a dead person. But her chatos is primarily not for kapara. So I might have thought you can bring her carbon chatos. It's not really for kapara anyway. The second chiddush is l'gabe the ola. By the ola, normally an ola is not so much for kapara. That's why the Yorshim could bring it. But by yoledes, you might have thought that the ola is for kapara, and therefore, in kapara l'mesim, there's no sense in bringing the carbon ola. So that's what comes telling me that no, the yorshim can bring the carbon ola. Another point over here, the Rishonim in Maseches Kiddushin are medayik from Lashon the Mishnah that the isha shehivia chatasa, that it's only if she was makriv already the carbon chatas and then she dies, that's when the yorshim bring the carbon ola. Let's say she was never makriv the carbon chatas, but she does have a carbon ola that she leaves, then the yorshim would not bring the carbon ola, because once she dies, you're not going to be able to bring her chatas. Chatas shemesu balez, dina b'misa, and if you're not going to be able to bring her carbon chatas, there's no sense in bringing carbon oli either, because the ola always comes after the chatas. So kol zman that you know you're not going to be able to bring carbon chatas, don't bother bringing the carbon ola. The mechaye for the ola is the hakrav of the chatas. That's how the majority of the Rishonim understand. There is a shita saravid over here on this Mishnah, says hivia chatasa, that it says in the Mishnah is really lavdavka, even if she didn't bring her chatas, bring her ola anyway. Sounds like the mechayev is not the bringing of the chatas, that anyway the ola is an independent chiv. Okay, there's a lot to say in the last line of that. Mishnah Bebez Shem will have our hands full tomorrow with Perek Gimel.